sitio tu cuore, marino.
Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. The programme is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and Oliver Lee is my name, and we open up the programme tonight with Hayley Westmina and her version of O Carrie Carrie Anna as we celebrate our New Zealand National Feast Day here on Friday, Waitangi Day. So we'll have all the latest news from Ireland on the programme tonight, as well as plenty of music. And don't forget, a chance to win some tickets to go and see the Poet at their concerts in Auckland. We've got details of other Irish groups that are here as well over the next few months. And obviously, we play the best of Irish music. And up first tonight, we're going to have the Wolf Tones with a popular song here, My Heart Is in Ireland. And I'll dedicate this to long-time listener in the South Island, Kathleen Lawler. Kathleen living down there in Rakaia in Mid Canterbury, and from Cork, and like myself, she manages to get back to visit family and friends over in Ireland, and her beloved Cork every year. So Kathleen, I hope you're enjoying the programme, and this song is especially for you, My Heart Is in Ireland, from the Wolf Tones. And more about the Wolf Tones when we come back.
London, I met an old man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish, they loved that dear land. The Cockney, he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. The bone here in this land
did say, well, my folks are from Ireland. Me dad, he hopes one day when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. The born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Then I went through the Midlands, through each city and town. I found there were Irish in each place I roamed, and I drank and I sang in a pub they call the Crown. With the Birmingham Irish we sang songs of home. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Well, born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Then I went north to Scotland, to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtic's our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. The country we love, but a place we've not seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Oh, born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Right, well, they retired last year, the Wolf Tones, and after headlining the Electric Picnic, well, not last year, 2024, and obviously there was such a big demand for them, so they're back again. They're doing a couple of big concerts in June at the Three Arena in Dublin, and then they're doing concerts now down Killarney in August. So if you want to see the Wolf Tones, you could Google them for dates. I saw them in Ireland maybe early 1980 or 81. And they were very, very popular then. Well, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and thankfully our weather has come back to summer weather here in New Zealand over the last week after the terrible tragedy of the loss of lives in the landslides down in Maunganui in the Bay of Plenty area here in New Zealand. No deaths, thankfully, related to the weather in Ireland, but huge club damage, especially in the southeast over the last week. I know we've got a number of listeners from Wexford listening to the program here, but Enniscorthy very badly hit, as were other parts of Wexford, Kilkenny, and Wicklow, and Cork. The west and the northwest escaped, but more flooding is likely to come over the next few days. And he was at the bank holiday in Ireland on Monday to celebrate the feast of St. Bridget, but Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and I spent the day visiting affected areas in the southeast and in Kilkenny, and he said we'll do our best, the government, to try to build stop banks and everything, but there's only so much that we can do, and we're just cannot control the weather. And he basically said obviously people will have to make sure they put all their attention into safeguarding their own properties. And there was some criticism of the National Broadcasting Organisation, Met Éireann, by a senior government minister, but I think he's rode back because they did give an indication that there would be severe rain in the southeast last week. And I see there could be snow and a big freeze could hit Ireland in the middle of February. So certainly Ireland moved into spring on Monday. I'm pretty sure February, March and April is our spring months. And certainly not great spring weather in Ireland at the moment. Okay, Mary Coughlin is coming to New Zealand in a few weeks' time. She's playing in two concerts, one in Christchurch on the 20th of March at the piano in Armagh Street, and here at the Ray Friedman Arts Centre in Epsom in Auckland on the 21st of March. Pretty sure Mary's current partner is from Christchurch in New Zealand. For here she is with a song also recorded by Christy Moore called Ride On. Mary Coughlin from Galway there, and Ride On, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there was a documentary on one which was broadcast on Irish radio maybe 4 years ago about two brothers that attended Willow Park and Blackrock College, the prestigious Bowie School in South Dublin. This is where some famous Irish people went to, and some not so famous as well, but Bob Geldof went there, hated it. Brian O'Driscoll went there, he liked it. And the two Ryan brothers, David and Ryan, unbeknown to each other and indeed to the parents, obviously, they were abused for many, many years by the same priest in Black Rock, and they both decided to go public with this story about 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember listening to the documentary in one ear. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in Ireland, and it was probably the most listened to documentary when they detailed, they didn't hold anything back with the abuse that happened to them for 7 or 8 or 9 years. And one of the brothers was living in London at the time, Mark, and his brother David rang him and told him, or before they decided to go public, they didn't realise that both of them were being abused. But anyway, it's opened up a whole can of worms for the Spirton group that ran Blackrock College and other colleges around the country. So there's been a huge investigation, and many people have come forward to talk about the abuse that they received. But both brothers were keen to meet Pope Francis, the former Pope, and explain to him what had happened to them. But because of his ill health and subsequent death, that didn't happen. But thankfully, Pope Leo met David Ryan on Monday for literally an hour, and David just was overwhelmed by the Pope's understanding as to what happened to him. And he's given a series of questions that the Pope said he's going to investigate and come back to him with answers. But he just sat and listened, and he said it was the most moving experience of his life. And he feels that the Pope, while he didn't understand the full pain that he went, he certainly could relate to it, and he feels that something good is going to come about this. So I know this is great relief for David Ryan to get the private audience. This hasn't happened before. The current Pope Leo has seen three groups of people that have been abused, but all in groups. This is the first time that he met somebody one-on-one. But it's a dark chapter in the religious life in Ireland, and we know there's only a small few caused so much damage, but they did. And we think of the wonderful contribution that Irish religious priests, brothers and nuns have contributed to education in Ireland and indeed here in New Zealand. But it's sad that so much abuse happened over so many years. Right, well, they're coming here in a few weeks' time, the Pogues, and this time they're singing Dirty Old Town. Give you a chance to get a pin out, and I'll have that question that we had last week. Thanks to the people that have entered the competition, we've got a couple of double passes to give away for the show in Auckland, and we'll give you details of their shows and how you can get tickets after the Pogues and Dirty Old Town.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Thank you. siren from the docks. The train set the night on fire. I smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture plate, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that will propose and Dirty Old Town. They are touring New Zealand in April. They start off in Wellington on Wednesday, the 8th of April. Then they're in Christchurch at the Town Hall down there on the 9th of April. And then they're at the newly opened, well, it's opening in about a week's time here, the New Zealand Convention Centre, which is part of the whole Sky Entertainment Centre, on Saturday, 11th of April. That's the week after Easter. And you can book tickets to see the shows. There's only a few tickets left for the shows in Christchurch and in Wellington. The tickets are on Ticketmaster, and we've got some passes to give away for the show in Auckland. And all you need to do is to email me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and give me the name of the late lead singer of the Pogues, world famous from Tipperary, and we'll announce the winners in a few weeks' time. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We know last year was a very tough year for road accidents, and in fact, I think there's been 11 people killed in January in Ireland, but sadly in the last 48 hours, two more people have died, one in Shercock and Cabin, another person involving another motor accident in Tyrone. In fact, I think there was another person later this evening in Westmead. And, you know, the Minister for Transport, Police, they're just urging people to be very careful. Obviously, this time of the year, roads are wet, darkness. And I see that the judge that criticised cyclists in Dublin a few weeks ago, and there was a fairly big backlash against him when one of the papers carried out a survey asking people what they thought of cyclists, especially in Dublin. And most people came back and agreed, 70% nearly agreed with the judge's comment that cyclists are what do you call it, dangerous to themselves and indeed to drivers. Many don't pay proper attention to road safety, not use some high-vis, you know, clothing and lights. So I know that the poor judge was criticised, and it backfired a bit him because he refused to give an urine and breath sample a few years ago when he was pulled over in Connemara. And I think that was about 2011, but that's all died away since. But yeah, I do get a cycling here. I've got the high-vis short on, and lights on the bike front and back, but there's still quite a few people here that don't use the proper clothing. Now, we know that he was a main part of the Good Friday Agreement, George Mitchell, Senator George Mitchell, the US politician. Sadly, a big bust of him, kind of a statue in the grounds of Queen's University in Belfast, will be removed in the coming days as a result of his name being mentioned on a number of occasions in the latest tranche of emails and photographs that came out of the Epstein files. So, a spokesperson for George Mitchell has reiterated his denials that he was involved in or he was aware of any of the criminal activity by Epstein. We know that there was another Irish company involved. The weekend they sold a second-hand helicopter to him, and Epstein had asked one or two of his advisors to look at buying distressed Irish assets in 2010, 2011. And I just see a breaking story here over the last 24 hours that the Clintons, Hillary and Bill Clinton, have agreed to go and testify in the States. So I think there'll be more to come out about this terrible episode in the weeks and months ahead. Right, we take another song, and this time there's no Tree Hill there now, but this is One Tree Hill from U2, written in memory of their roadie who was killed in Ireland, Greg Carroll, back in 1986. We'll be right back. Well, for anybody, visit Knockland, it's a famous landmark. There is another tree grown there, One Tree Hill. It's a good walk up from the base of the beautiful Cornwall Park, which is a bit like the Phoenix Park here in the middle of Auckland. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you the sport of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a quick look at some of the upcoming sports fixtures this weekend. Of course, the tension now starts to look at the rugby, or the Six Nations rugby, and Ireland opened their campaign this week on Thursday night, Irish time, early Friday morning here, about 9 o'clock Friday morning, when they take on France, who are favourites to win, or joint favourites, France and England. So a tough assignment for Ireland, and they're not expected to be probably in the top three. They'll be up with the comfort, but you know, Scotland might nudge them into a fourth spot. They're certainly better than Italy and Wales at the moment, but Ireland probably going through a bit of a rebuilding phase. There's quite a number of players out injured. And the other news on Tuesday, the draw for the Rugby World Cup was made. So obviously after the Six Nations this year, Andy Farrell will be looking ahead to the World Cup. And there was a bit of bad news. Kulbundi Aki last week, he abused a referee, or had words with the referee after the recent Leinster-Connacht match. And the Irish team travelled to Portugal last Tuesday for warm weather training before the match on Friday. But the news was he wasn't travelling. There was an investigation, and within 24 hours, he was given a 6 week ban for abusing the referee. And that's been reduced to 4 weeks. But he's going to miss out on the first three matches in the Six Nations. People are hoping that's not the end of his career. Of course, Ireland play New Zealand in a one-off test match here in July. But next year, Ireland's matches will be, they're playing Scotland in Perth on the 10th of October, and they open up their campaign against Portugal on the 4th of October, and then their final game is against Uruguay on the 17th of October in Melbourne. But if Ireland win through their group, they'll be playing a quarter-final possibly against Argentina, who they don't do that well against in Melbourne on the 23rd of October next year. Tickets will go on sale in about 2 weeks' time. More on rugby. In fact, the United Rugby Championship continued the weekend. Wins for Leinster, loss for Munster, a win for Connacht, and Ulster came through as well. But of course, all the main players are involved in the Six Nations. Right, we're going to take another song. This time it's Shane O'Connor along with Shane McGann, and they're singing Haunted.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere, didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you. Wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love, of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask what's he like, I say he's kind of shy, but that's the
precious love. Oh, your precious love.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just to remind you that the Pogues Tour of New Zealand kicks off on Wednesday the 8th of April in Wellington, Christchurch Town Hall on the 9th of April, and the New Zealand Convention Centre in Auckland on the 11th of April. And you can book tickets through Ticketmaster. Hot House Flowers are here this month in February. They're at the Power Station in Auckland on the 21st of February. They're down at Meow Nua in Wellington the 22nd, and at the James Hay Theatre in Christchurch on the 24th. As I mentioned, Mary Copland here on Friday the 20th of March in Christchurch, and then here in Auckland at the Ray Friedman Art Centre on the 21st of March. Hopefully I'll get a chance to interview some of them bands in the weeks ahead. And what else is the Kaftan? Just looking at some of the other stories. Van Morrison, we play him here from time to time, but he's having a good year. He had profits of around, or his pounds for his company showed an increase in the company's accumulated profits last year to £21 million pounds. So he's doing very well, and another bumper year. Now, Michael Flatley was in the news last week. The 30th anniversary of his Lord of the Dance show gets underway this week. I think it could be Thursday or Friday in Dublin at the Three Arena. And there's something like 220 shows booked over the next year. But he had given the running of his company to another company he set up, or to a group of individuals. And he was to get the royalties, and they were to run the show and get a fee. But there was a change in that plan a few weeks ago. So there was a court injunction taken out by the company that he had employed. And they basically wanted to stop him trying to interfere with the shows that they had organised. And he appealed the decision, or the injunction, last week in Belfast. And while it's a temporary stay, he's been given full control again of running the show. But there wasn't such a good week for him, because some terrible new stories came out about the living, you know, the lifestyle he is in Monaco, which is a tax haven on little or no income. And we know that he produced a movie last year. I think it was a complete flop. It cost him about $5 million. I think he only grossed about £10,000 for it. And then he had the big castle that he restored down in Cork after it was damaged in a fire, and then the subsequent rebuilding has led to huge insurance claim. But anyway, he's got full control again, and the show is about to take off. But I think there will be ongoing court issues. But he seems to have got the support of one or two leading Irish businessmen, including one man that grew up beside me, Luke Comer, who seems to have come in. And Luke lives part-time, and he was in Monaco, and he's come in to obviously guarantee a payment, that there'll be money there to pay the promoters of the guys that took him to court. But certainly not looking good. And of course, he's battling, you know, he had melanoma, cancer. And he said the other day, but didn't give much details, that his wife is not feeling too well at the moment. So certainly not good news for him. We take more music, and this time we're going to go with Ronnie Drew and Eleanor Shanley. Restless Farewell, The Parting Glass.
All the money that in my whole life I had spent, be it mine right or wrongfully, I let it slip gladly to my friends, to tie up the time most forcefully. Well, the bottles are done, we've killed each one, and the table's full and overflowed, and the corner sign says it's closing time. So I'll bid farewell and be down the road.
Of all the money that ever I had, I spent today in good company. And of all the harm that ever I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done, for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So glass. Good night, and joy be with you all.
I did not do it harmfully, and every boy that ever I've hurt, I did not do it knowingly. But to remain as friends, you need the time to make amends and stay behind. And since my feet are now fast and point away from the past, I'll bid it farewell and be down the line.
If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that sorely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, I own she has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night, and joy be with you all.
False clock tries to tick out my time, to disgrace, distract, and bother me. And the dart of gossip blows into my face, and the dust of rumor covers me. But if the arrow is straight and the point is slick, it can pierce through the dust no matter how thick. So I'll make my stand and remain as I am, and bid farewell and not give a damn.
Of all the comrades that ever I had, they are sorry at my going away. And of all the sweethearts that ever I had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and I softly call, good night, and joy be with you all. Oh, all the money that ever I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that ever I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night, and joy be with you all.
Hey, Ronnie Drew from the Dubliners, and of course it was the anniversary of Luke Kelly last week. I think Luke's dead almost 40 years, and I'm hoping we'll not have a song of Luke picked up tonight. I find one before the end of the program anyways, but of course Luke, Ronnie Drew, two of the founding members of the Dubliners. Well, we know that the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson had a complete fall from grace. It's almost coming up 3 years ago where there were serious allegations made against him and his wife, Eleanor, on child sex offences. And we know there's been a court case due to start on 3 occasions that have been delayed. And as a result of deterioration in the mental health of his wife. So the date now has been set in May. Proceedings are expected to last 4 weeks. And, you know, he was very high profile. He was very involved in, getting the Northern Ireland executive up and running. And then all of a sudden this story broke and a huge fall from grace for a man that was pretty much at the top of his game on the political front. But who knows what will happen. He's probably, himself and his wife are denying the allegations, with all types of rumours as to who's made the allegations, but all that will come out in due time when the court case starts. Let's take another quick bit of music. Nathan Carter, and he's on the boat to Liverpool.
Sailed away from the old North Wall, traveling sea gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite. There was good old crack on the boat that night as we left our homes in Ireland. Now the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze box and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat in Liverpool. But rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long. Nighttime I'd play me old guitar. How we sang together, one and all, side by side and standing tall. The crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back time, the fiddle played, stepping on at night in Liverpool. Years ago, the fortune came, I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. Now the time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, and from the docks of Liverpool.
Welcome back. That was Nathan Carter, and he was on the boat to Liverpool. Well, we run through some of the results last weekend. Cavan 118, Meath 217, Division 2 football. Roscommon, they had a big win over Monaghan. Fair 117, and Westmeath 219, a win for them. Sligo. 119 for Manor of 15. We'll try to find Division 1. Donegal had a big win, 122 to 118 over Kerry. Mayo are looking good. Two wins from two halvings. They had a big win over Dublin, 118 to 29. Loud and Cork. Loud beaten Cork by Cork, 112 to 117. Leitrim, Division 4, 116. They beat Waterford, 2 goals and 8 points. And other games played on Saturday. Derry had a win over Tyrone. Kildare beat Offaly, who were promoted last year. Big win for Kildare at 317 to 17 points. And Galway had a last-minute point to beat Armagh, 312 to 20 points. And, big game, some big games coming up this weekend. And then in hurling last week, Tipperary had a big win over Offaly. Waterford bounced back after losing to All-Ireland champions Cork the week before, beating Limerick 121 to 20 points, so that's looking good for them. Wexford, they beat Down just by 2 points, struggled against Antrim the week before, and Kerry and Westmeath beaten Kerry. Galway, I'm pretty sure Galway lost to Cork, yes, 121 to 220, and Dublin beat Kildare, so they were the main games. And of course you can watch all your Gaelic games on gaago.ie. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We take the next song, Tom Jenna Collett.
Tra-lo-nin de-lach gem kosh la so gom tam shem khalas na du shtur men shan yar kuslim hev on spel van mashu Ciao, soprano.